Zondervan presents Fit to be Tied by Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Kathy Garver.
Once again, to the CDA gals, you make Cleo's and Sherwood's story such a fun one to write. From start to finish, I frequently heard the sound of your laughter in my mind, and I always remembered the overflow of your love for one another and for writing fiction for the glory of God. May He bless each one of you 100 times over for the many ways you have blessed me. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Psalm 50, verse 10. Prologue. Dunecombe Manor, England, March 1916.
Your father is waiting in the library, my lord. Thank you, Chadworth.
Head pounding from the previous night's enjoyments, Sherwood Reginald Wakeley Statham, the youngest son of the Duke of Dunecombe, shrugged out of his coat and handed it to the butler, followed by his hat and gloves.
Is mother with him?
No, sir. I believe her grace has taken to her bed.
Sherwood flinched. That didn't bode well for this meeting. His mother had acted as a buffer between him and his father's anger since he was a boy.
Is she ill? Maybe I should go up to see her first.
Chadworth lifted his eyebrows, but said nothing. He didn't have to. Sherwood knew he was expected in the library immediately, not 15 or 30 minutes from now. The Duke hated to be kept waiting, especially by Sherwood.